Jalen Collins, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We've got to talk about the play that won the football game. Tell me how it developed in your eyes when you got the touchdown on the fumble.
Well, I seen a run play. My safety, Scott Hutter, I told him, coach said, get ready to tackle. He came up, made a great tackle, punched the ball out, and the rest, y'all saw it. I just scooped and scored, man.
That must be a great feeling when you pick that football up and you see nothing but green grass.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just know that was what this team was waiting for, opportunity to go and put the game away, and, you know, we did just that.
Big win. How relieved does that dressing room feel right now?
Oh, we feel great, man. We've been fighting really hard the first 3 weeks. The last two has been some, you know, tough games, lost in the second half, and just to come out and finish this game, that's what we've been working for.
Jalen, it felt like Hollywood was on the line looking at this game and writing a screenplay about a redemption story for your team, a redemption story for yourself. It was a tough first half, and you come out and you get the biggest play of the game. I mean, talk about just what you learn out of a game like this where things were, you know, didn't go well in that first half, but then you found a way to stick with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what this game is. You know, nothing's always going to go your way. It could be terrible in the first half, but as long as you stay out there and you fight and believe in your guys next to you, then, you know, you always have an opportunity, and we just kept fighting, man. That's what this is about.
A short week this week to come into this game, now a short week moving into the game against Calgary on Thursday. I guess you guys really have to look after business for the next few days to get ready for Thursday.
Hey, that's this whole season. We got to stay ready, so we ain't got to get ready.
Jalen Collins, appreciate your time. Congratulations tonight.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.